It's a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR with a very special guest host, Paul W. Smith. This broadcast is sponsored by Motor City Floors and Coatings. To get their one-day concrete coating in your garage, basement, porch, or on your walkway before the fall, visit MotorCityFloorsAndCoatings.com. Now, in for the Inside Outside Guys, here's Paul.
Good Saturday afternoon. Welcome into a special edition of the Paul W. Smith Show. I don't know if I should call it the special Motor City Floors and Coatings edition. That sounds pretty good. But it also could be the special M1 Concourse Woodward Dream Show edition. This is a very big weekend everywhere within the sound of my voice. We happen to be broadcasting from One Concourse Drive here in Pontiac. It's a great place to be, and I can tell you about M1 Concourse. It is unbelievable. If you haven't been here in a while, you have not been here. And I know that's easy to say, but I was here when they broke ground. And to see what they have here now, and with everything that's going on here with the Woodward Dream Show, it's incredible. So stand by for an hour of great information, helpful and fun information, with Rob Lowry and Max Farr, the owners of Motor City Floors and Coatings. We're going to say hi to the general manager of Crest Ford, a happy customer, David Way, and Tim McGrane, the CEO of the M1 Concourse, all right here on WJR. For quite some time now, and I liked them from the moment I met them. This is a veteran-owned company. This is a couple of guys who've been friends since they were kids. They had a dream, and instead of dreaming that dream, they started to work hard to live that dream. The outcome has been a very, very successful business we know as Motor City Floors and Coatings. And they have exploded with success. And the reason is they're just so good and so fair about their pricing that people love to do business with them. I did business with them. They did our basement. I'm a paying customer. And I know other people who've come to look at my floor and then said, I'm going to call them. So the biggest problem you might have is getting on their schedule, but it won't be a problem if you make that move today while we're talking even. You can call 248-613-5888, 248-613-5888, or go online to MotorCityFloorsAndCoatings.com, and you're going to talk to the folks there that will do such a great job for you. I am so happy to welcome these two guys, Rob Lowry and Max Farr, to this very special edition of the Paul W. Smith Show. Gentlemen.
How are you, Paul?
I'm excellent.
Thanks for coming out.
Well, thanks for having me out. I have to say, I was here when they broke ground at this fabulous facility. And I never could have dreamed it would turn out the way it has turned out.
It's incredible out here. They really did something special.
They did something special, and they just keep doing it.
Yes, they do. I mean, you should see the inside of some of these garage condos. It's amazing, to say the least.
It is amazing. It's worth coming out. It is beautiful out here while we're doing this show. The boys will be out Saturday till maybe 10 o'clock at night. Maybe not that late, but you'll be around. It started Friday. It's going on Saturday. It's just an incredible event to be here, tied in with the Woodward. Now they call it the Woodward Dream Show. And those are the cars you're hearing right now are not on the track here at the M1 Concourse.
Right off of Woodward.
They're right on Woodward. People driving by. And it's all about the speed and fun and cars. And we live in a part of the world where we understand how important cars are. But I want you guys to tell us just what you do, how you do it, what you offer, and who you offer it to. Because all of that's important. And I'm enthusiastic about our floor at home. And I know people at home get enthusiastic. But that's not all you do at Motor City Floors and Coatings. Not just homes. Businesses, too.
Yeah, so our coating system allows us to really give a great coating at a great price that's going to last a long time in really any setting. So we factor in all the variables, whether it's your home, basement, garage, driveway, pool deck, or it's your business, showroom, warehouse area. We have a solution that's going to meet your needs and be one of the best on the market.
Gyms, warehouse facilities, restaurants, schools, kitchen floors, repair shops, medical centers, office spaces. I might have repeated some, but I want you to know. I've seen people. Heck, Mike Fallahy, and he's a stickler for quality all the time. Here's a guy who, from Mary Grove Awnings, one of the first floors, commercial projects that he had that I was aware of, is taking that big floor, making it extra special. And he takes such good care of his people there. They have like a health facility, and they have a workout area and all that. But he took that floor, and you guys put in the middle of that floor his logo, which just gives all the workers a great deal of pride. And for those of us who are customers of Mary Grove Awnings, we walk in and we're blown away as well. It just makes everything look better.
Yeah, and ever since then, we've done multiple facilities for him. So we've done a lot of work for Mike.
And you've done some of the other business-to-business clients. You've transformed the Gordon Food Services, Michigan Humane. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, there's a lot of really great clients that we've come to meet and we have a great respect for, and we feel they have the same for us. There's good businesses out there that know it takes quality control, and sometimes it starts from the ground up, literally.
Well, as I learned, it's 4 times stronger than epoxy. There's a 15-year warranty, year-round application, so you didn't miss it by a season. 100% UV stable, slip and stain resistant, and one of you guys explained that some of the coatings that had been put on in the past that are not as good as what you now have, you formulated yourselves for Motor City Floors and Coatings. Some of that couldn't be out in the sun, because the sun would affect it adversely.
Exactly. We saw a major flaw in the industry where, you know, your typical epoxies are going to fail very quick. They're not UV stable. You necessarily can't do them outdoors. So with us, we just made a coating that was much more durable. It was UV stable, so we're able to do pool decks, driveways, sidewalks, any concrete surface we can coat it, whether it's residential or commercial.
It makes whatever you have done in concrete better.
Much better.
There's no other way to put it. And people who have concrete floors, especially in the commercial applications, but in our homes as well, you know how much upkeep, how much maintenance it takes to maintain that concrete floor. But the reality is, it'll never be as good as it is once you do your coating.
Right, because with our coatings, it seals the concrete, it protects the concrete, because concrete is very porous, so it takes in, you know, dirt, bacteria, debris, oil, gasoline, any type of solvents. If we come in and coat it, it's going to seal it and protect it. So if you spill oil on it, you can wipe it up. If it's in a commercial kitchen, if you spill grease on it, you can just wipe it right up.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't say the reality is that for those who care, I don't care too much about this on a basement floor, but Kim, my wife, does, and God bless her that she does. And you offered how many choices? How many choices of colors did she have? It was a lot.
We probably brought about 20 out to the home, yeah.
20 different ones, and what is the one we settled on and is now beautifully on our floor? What's it called?
You guys went with Stony Creek.
Stony Creek. These are the things I don't know anything about, but I can tell you this. People want to see our floor now. They come into the house, they say, well, can I see your basement? I go, what? You want to see our basement? Because as I mentioned before, and I've said this on the air, our basement here now is a basement. What we had out in Bloomfield Hills, I didn't learn about this until then, the hoity-toity, it was called a lower level. So, I mean, there was the theater, there was the kitchen, there was all this stuff down there. Ours is a storage room, important stuff, wine, cigars, lost a lot of it in the flood. But the fact is they want to come down and they kneel down and they touch the floor. And I don't know if they're trying to see that what I've said is true, that, in fact, it's slip-resistant, or maybe they want to know what it feels like on bare feet. I don't know, but they all love it.
Yeah, a lot of people, I mean, everyone does love it, but they like to feel it to make sure it is slip-resistant, which it is, because people would look at it. It may look slippery, but it's not.
We've actually had people in our neighborhood I don't know if you've already done their jobs, but you have been contacted by some people in our neighborhood, haven't
you? Multiple people.
Well, yeah, see, because, you know, they see the truck, they ask what we're doing. Because we're the house that went, it took us forever to get our house back after the flooding. It was a mess. I don't even want to get into it. But a lot of people can relate to that, the great flood of the end of June of 21. But right now you have the opportunity to get on their schedule. I can't recommend it highly enough. You can call them at 248-613-5888, 248-613-5888. Or, of course, you can go online, MotorCityFloorsAndCoatings.com, MotorCityFloorsAndCoatings.com. When you go online, you get a better feel for what it is they're doing. And I'm telling you from our own experience as paying customers, we're thrilled with what they've done, and I think you'll be thrilled with what they do, too. You can come out and see them this weekend. We're at M1 Concourse. It's the Woodward Dream Show, and it is fabulous. There's lots to see and do, eat and drink, and have fun as we continue with this very special edition of the Paul W. Smith Show, brought to you by Motor City Floors and Coatings.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR with a very special guest host, Paul W. Smith. This broadcast is sponsored by Motor City Floors and Coatings. To get their one-day concrete coating in your garage, basement, porch, or on your walkway before the fall, visit MotorCityFloorsAndCoatings.com. Once again, Paul W. Smith.
As we continue here at the beautiful M1 Concourse, there is a lot going on. You are going to enjoy yourself if you make your way out to One Concourse Drive in Pontiac. It's been the Woodward Dream Show, and it continues with all kinds of fun things happening this weekend. I came here when it first started, when they put the first shovel in the ground. I had no idea ever that it could become what it has become, and all of the events that they have here at the M1 Concourse. Now, the man who's in charge of all of that is now sitting next to me. Tim McGrain is the CEO of the M1 Concourse. And Tim, I've talked to you on the radio, on the phone, but never been with you in person. Nice to see you, and especially nice to see your race car cufflinks.
Oh, Paul, nice to see you. Welcome to M1. We always appreciate that. Thank you. I have quite a few automotive-related cufflinks.
I bet.
Always try and find something that fits the theme of the event that we're doing.
Well, tell our WJR listeners exactly what your background is and, for you, what M1 is all about.
So I've been very fortunate to spend a lot of my professional career in and around different aspects of the automotive world, more specifically classic car world or motorway circuits. I grew up in Southeast England, very close, probably from my mother's point of view, too close to a racetrack called Brands Hatch. So sort of the racing world was something, was at a very young age I was involved with. I moved out to Southern California in the early 80s. And very soon got involved with a group that put on a vintage car race in Palm Springs in the mid-80s. Because we all like cars, and how difficult could it be to put on a street course? Old cars, yeah, be careful what you wish for. Anyway, that got me into the classic car auction world, where I spent a number of years in that space. I've ran a museum, actually had a couple of, since at the Black Hawk Museum up in Northern California in the East San Francisco Bay of town of Downville. And most recently, before coming to M1, I was the CEO at Laguna Seca Raceway on the Monterey Peninsula in California.
Beautiful. You've had a great background, rich heritage in the automotive sector,
yeah.
I guess. Although I guess the way to say it these days is the automotive space. I never have gotten quite used to that, but I'll get used to it. Meanwhile, when I first came out here, as I understood it, M1 was originally built as a private track with garage condos. I mean, that's what it was.
You're exactly right. When it first opened, and actually Monday of this week was our sixth anniversary of the opening, August 15th, 2016. is when the M1 Concourse officially opened. And at that time, it was very much a world of private garage condos, which we have 255 of those now privately owned. And at the time, the track was private. We have since gone through a transformation in our identity. Last year, we opened up our new event center. All the garages are sold, so that part of our world...
Are you done with that? Are you building more garages?
We are not. We are finished. So the 255 are all the garages we will build on property.
Boy, what a mistake I made by not
You're not alone. I've heard that more.
This has happened far too often. But I was there at the beginning, and I didn't jump on board. I didn't have the money to jump on board. But obviously, anybody who joined then has done extremely well.
They have done. I must admit, at the time, I'm sure when people were approached and said, hey, we got this project, and you're going to build what, where, probably was a response they heard more than a few times. But it's a great property. We're located right on Woodward Avenue, a gateway project to the city of Pontiac, and the owners. Are very conscious that we can do everything we can to help support, you know, the city. Obviously, it's going through a very positive transformation, and we do what we can as our part in elevating. And one of the things also, especially this weekend, and I've only recently moved to Michigan just under a year and a half ago, and so very aware of the Woodward Avenue culture, but never had attended it up till last year. But I think in the last couple of years, what we want to do is bring focus to this part of Woodward Avenue. It's obviously from Ferndale to Birmingham gets a lot of attention, and we want to make sure that people come all the way up here and do the loop. Although it's not going to be a loop for too much longer, I think in a couple of years they're going to unloop the loop.
Obviously they have new ideas, greater ideas. With the new ownership that's here, you came along and you're a part of those new ideas.
That's correct. So I got approached about the position a couple of years ago. I had heard of the facility. When you're in the motor race world, you hear of what's happening in the track world, whether it's a private track such as this, or professional tracks. So I was conscious of the world of M1. I didn't know much more about it other than at 87 acres, as much as that's a large parcel when you're in the racetrack business, it's an intimate space. My point of reference, Laguna Seca, was 550 acres. So that's why I was coming to an area. But when we got here and saw the way it was done, the attention to detail, the plans for the new event center, the plans for what we now have is two signature events, our Woodward Dream Show, and then in the first weekend in October, our American Speed Festival events. And we're looking to maybe add a couple more in the next couple of years.
Oh, I'm sure that you will, and I'm sure people will react the same way. This place is really hopping right now. And so if you would, Tim McGrain with us on WJR, the CEO of the M1 Concourse. Tell us, if you were to describe this to somebody who's never been here, what this weekend and the Woodward Dream Show is all about.
So what we've done today is opened it up. So it is a car show focused primarily on the Woodward Avenue car culture. So one of the things, we added three themes to this particular the year's event. It's 90 years of the 32 Ford, probably the most iconic of all.
The Ford Deuce?
Ford Deuce, 90 years this year. So we've got 50 wonderful examples of that on display in our event center. It's also 100 years of the Lincoln brand, so we wanted to honor that mostly with mid-60s Continentals, which are very appealing to the resto mod world. In fact, Adam Janai and his Mob Steel group are going to unveil one of their newest creations. So we did 100 years of Lincoln, and then because we're in the city of Pontiac, we always try to find a way to leverage the Pontiac brand, and it's 55 years of the Firebird.
No.
So we got a great lineup of, I know it does age you when
the
you start.
The Pontiac Firebird's 55 years old? Man, I'm starting to feel
old. So we got a good lineup of Firebirds there. So those are the three themes, and then all the other classes that are here, a lot of American, cruising cars, and basically there's something for everybody here in amongst all the activities. We're going to have live entertainment, we got food trucks, we've got a beer tent, we've got radio control cars, slot car tracks. We've opened up half, because we're able to split our track, we're doing what we call race speed track experience laps for visitors, so they can be taken around with our drivers on our track cars.
The infield is every bit as busy as an infield at the Kentucky Derby, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, or any other great event. Your infield build is happy.
It is, and we wanted to make sure that we had, you know, when people went to different parts of the property, there was something there to engage with them, both from a concessions and a hospitality point of view, so food and beverages, plus the cars that they can see as they make their way around the facility.
I just got to ask you, because you remind me of him, and I haven't seen him in years, and I think he's must have passed away by now. Sir Nick Shayla from Ford Motor Company, many, many years ago.
Yes, I never got to meet him. Very familiar. Yes, he has passed away. He was wonderful and spent his, basically nearly all his career with Ford Motor Company and did a lot for that company.
I visited with him at his home in England, and it was a great country estate. And out in the back, there were a whole bunch of sheep. And the sheep were numbered. And I said, what? I mean, that, please tell me, that's not what I think it is. So when you count sheep to try to go to sleep, and he's, oh, no, Paul, no. That's how they know whose sheep, you know, they wander everywhere. They get to keep track of their own sheep. Yeah. My sheep are 1 through 50. Yours are 50 through 100. You just reminded me of him, and I mean that in the best of ways.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
He sounds just like the late, great Sir Nick Shayla from Ford. Thank you, Tim McGrane, and thank you for doing such a great job here. Boy, oh boy, is M1 Concourse being in your hands in good hands.
Well, Paul, thank you. We've got a great team here, and that's the most important part. We've got a great ownership here that allow us to do some of these opportunities, and we always appreciate, you know, when you come out and talk about our facility to your audience.
Thanks, Tim, very much. As we continue this special broadcast of the Paul W. Smith Show Weekend Edition with Rob Lowry and Max Farr, not far from here, and coming back with us in just a moment on WJR. As we continue on this special edition of the Paul W. Smith Show, the M1 Concourse in Pontiac, what a hopping party they've got going on. It's been going on since yesterday and today, Woodward Dream Show. A lot happening, and this is all brought to you by Motor City Floors and Coatings because of their relationship with the M1 Concourse and how many places they have fixed up the concrete. And there are plenty of people in the commercial access and in that space where they've used Motor City Floors and Coatings, and one of them would be all of the Crest car dealerships. There's like Crest Ford, Crest Lincoln. I got the owner-operator general manager, David Way, with me right here, right now. You got three locations, right?
Yes, Paul. We have Crest Lincoln in Sterling Heights, Crest Ford in Centerline, and Crest Ford in Flat Rock.
So when I saw him, I've met him before, but it's been a while. And he said he saw us at the Cars and Cigars, but yeah, that was a crazy 1,500 people. We didn't run into each other there. But as soon as I looked at him, I said, oh, there's Ken Way, Ken and Marilyn Way's son. You look just like them, and I mean that in a compliment, but I mean you've got the big smile. Your father, Ken Way, with some other great guys, Bob Rosner, I mean, just a whole bunch of great guys, saved the Lear Corporation. And then you went into this business, and your lovely wife, Carrie, who's an owner also with you, is the spokeswoman we see on those television commercials.
Yeah, she runs the Lincoln dealership and does a lot of our commercials, and she is the owner of the business. I work with her, and she's a great leader and does a great job for us.
So how is the dealership business going right now?
It's going really well. Our sales are good. You know, sometimes it's hard to get cars and parts, but we got about 250 people working every day to serve all our great customers and try to get their get whatever they need for them when they need it.
So, David Way, how did you and Crest come upon these two boys that have built such a great business in their own right, such an important one for Motor City Floors and Coatings? How did you meet Rob and Max, or how did you even know about or come across Motor City Floors and Coatings for Crest?
Well, it wasn't for Crest. I actually have a garage out here, so I split a garage with a friend of mine, and I was looking for a someone to coat the floor, and I, to be honest with you, I think I just looked them up on the internet.
No, you heard them on the Paul W. Smith show doing that.
This was maybe before they were a sponsor here. This was in 2019. And Rob came out, I think, and quoted our garage and gave us a great proposal and did a great job to get it done. Had it done, and the timing, they got the project done really quick, and I was really happy with it. And then at the dealerships, when we're trying to improve areas of the dealership, try to make it a nice working environment for our employees, we called them back recently, and in the past year, they've really helped us out and improve the inside of our dealerships for our employees.
Excellent. So am I guessing 2019, this was kind of near the beginning of you guys?
It really was, yeah.
I mean, it really might have been just the two of you guys at that time.
I believe Max and myself did have our hands on some tooling, trying to get that garage prepped to get it done. Yeah. I might add, Mr. Way here has a beautiful, probably the best real estate at M1. He's got a beautiful view, beautiful garage. It's very nice.
How nice is that? How smart? Good for you.
Well, I was actually lucky. My friend of mine, he bought it first, and then we're partners on it now.
So he said, come on in on this with me.
Yeah.
That was a smart move, my friend.
Two nice guys.
You saw what they did with your concrete floor here. Yeah. Now, that caught on, because aren't you guys like the official floor coating company of this M1 concourse, basically?
Correct, yeah. So M1 recognized our quality of work and what they need to have represented here, so we now have a partnership with M1 Concourse.
So then what happened? You went back to work, you went to your three dealerships, you talked to your lovely wife, Gary, and you said, man, they did a real nice job on my floor out there at M1. Maybe they could do that for the dealership. What happened?
Well, a couple things. We have a supplier we worked with in the past, and he was really busy, and these guys stepped up and could get the projects done for us on time and in budget, which in today's world is not that easy. So they're really customer focused and did a great job, and it's a great product. So thanks, Rob.
What kind of product did you use? I mean, I don't want you to mention any brand names or anything.
Well, it's an epoxy flooring with a flake. Rob, you know more about it than I do.
He went with our polyurea polyaspartic coating system.
For you guys.
Correct.
But what did he have before?
So at M1, it was bare concrete, and at the dealership was just some old tiles and stuff, I believe, right?
Yeah, we actually did like some bathroom areas and stuff like that, where our technician bathroom's trying to make that a nicer area for our employees, and that's where we've used it right now, and it's really been great.
Excellent. Do you have any other work that needs to be done? I'm in sales now.
Yeah, we always do. We're always trying to improve the look of our facilities for our customers and employees. So I'm sure we'll have more to do.
Let me ask you a question that made me think of this one. Tim McCrane, the CEO of M1 Concourse, was here. When they asked me to buy in here, because I was out here, and they asked anybody, anywhere, they asked everyone to join. And they were digging the dirt, first shovel in the ground. They said, you gotta do this. It really started off as a private track and a bunch of garages for guys to have their man cave, basically, with some cars. That has changed drastically. Are you okay with all that?
Yes. I mean, I guess it's better. You know, there's a lot of activity out here, and it's nice to see that. I'm here for the garage, and I keep cars there. We use it a little bit for the business and do some events. And I like to drive out on the track. It's a lot of fun.
What do you usually drive out on the track?
Well, I got three different cars I take out on the track. I got a Mustang 2020 GT500.
Mm.
Really low-key. It's grabber lime, so it's brighter than that green color up there. I got that. I got a 2018 Mustang GT350 and a 2017 Focus RS.
And you know the best news is, guys, not once has he gotten a ticket when he's on these tracks.
Yeah.
Right across that fence,
That's Woodward Avenue. Many a ticket has been given there for people driving at half the speed that you drive out on that track. Well, I'm so happy to see you, and glad that Mom and Dad, Ken and Marilyn Way, are doing well, and the great story that saving Lear Corporation, that it continues with the great Ray Scott now running that corporation and doing a fabulous job, because that has been an important part of our community, giving a lot of people good jobs at Lear Corporation. And it was almost lost if it wasn't for your dad and a few other guys that chipped in. And your mother, because sacrifices were made. People remortgaged their homes to save that company and those jobs. So I salute you for that. You were working there.
Yeah, thanks.
When I would come by there way back when, you were doing work there too.
Yeah, I only worked there for about 18 years.
only about 18 years. And then you got kind of the bug for the car business.
Yeah, we had a great opportunity to buy this company that we're running, and I'm really enjoying it.
All right, give the locations and the names. I know you got Crest Lincoln.
Yeah, Crest Lincoln's in Sterling Heights, Crest Ford in Centerline, Michigan, and Crest Ford Flat Rock, which is in Flat Rock.
It would be terrible to have Ford Flat Rock somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very good. Excellent. Anything else you want to say about the business or about these guys?
No, thanks for having me on. It's nice to see you again, Paul. It's nice to see you, Rob. And thanks for the work that you've done for us, and we really appreciate it.
Well,
and
thanks for
doing
a customer, more and more and more again.
Yeah.
It's always nice to see happy people see each other after they've done business together and still be friends.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you so much, David Way, joining Rob Lowry and Max Farr. These guys have grown this company, Motor City Floors and Coatings, incredibly. And the reason and way they've grown this company is by doing great work, reliable work, and a fair price for the work they do. We'll continue here on WJR in just a moment.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR with a very special guest host, Paul W. Smith. This broadcast is sponsored by Motor City Floors and Coatings. To get their one-day concrete coating in your garage, basement, porch, or on your walkway before the fall, visit MotorCityFloorsAndCoatings.com. Once again, Paul W. Smith.
Moving hour, that's for sure. Nice to meet the nice folks, David Way from Crest, the automotive company, Tim McGrain, the CEO of this M1 Concourse. It is busy, it's exciting, it's fun. I hope you come on out and see the boys, because Rob Lowry, Max Farr will be here tonight till maybe close to 10 o'clock. If you're here, they'll be here. And you'll have a lot of fun, I can tell you that. But I just want to say a few more things, because as a customer, you guys did a magical job on our basement floor. And you know, I've always downplayed the basement, you know, that whole thing about, well, over there, that one was a lower level, this is just a basement for storage and all that. It now, it's so dressed up and better with your floor, and Kim could be happier. It's not slippery. It's strong. It's in a color she wanted, and it goes beautifully in the basement. And it's really important to mention, as we head toward the end of summer and we head toward fall and then the W word, you can do this year-round, especially for basements and any concrete floors that are basically inside, right?
Correct.
Yes.
12 months a year, we can do it. Obviously, during the winter months, we don't do exterior projects like your driveway or pool deck. But come, you know, April, we can get out there and get to it. But through the winter times, you know, your basement, your garage, you know, any commercial or industrial space, we can get it done for you.
Well, I think that'd be a perfect time. I'm glad we got ours done when we did, and we're enjoying it tremendously. You guys did a great job. But also for the businesses and people involved in business that are listening right now, the winter months are a great time to get those inside renovations done. And I think maybe we should suggest that you move today or Monday to get on the calendar for the fall and winter months, because I got to tell you, these guys are doing such a great job, and they are catching on. In fact, David Way said to us as he was leaving, you know, we're redoing our house. I'm going to need you guys. So, I mean, that's how it happens. Once you experience this special coating system for Motor City Floors and Coating, you're going to love it. And frankly, one of the things we don't talk about with the commercial and industrial applications is polishing. Anything that has to do with anything having to do with concrete, you do. Tell me about polishing.
Yeah, so a lot of times, you know, commercial and industrial spaces, whether it's warehouses, showrooms, if you walk into a Home Depot or a Lowe's, you see a finish on the floor. Some people just overlook it, but it's polished concrete. It serves a lot of purposes, not only for aesthetics, but to keep the clean place, efficient on lighting, bright, and just an overall great look. We have a customer that works in a very large corporation, and they really like to keep their warehouses top-notch and clean just for the overall morale of their employees that are walking around every day.
It does make a difference.
Huge difference.
It does make a difference.
So we have a lot of customers that we deal with that have their specs from a corporate level, whether it's a certain type of coating, color coordinating, striping, polishing. Those are all things we take care of on a daily basis.
I speak from our own experience. When they say they're coming, they come. Sometimes when they come, at least in our case, because they said they were going to get it done in a day, maybe a day and a half, and I didn't believe them, but they did. But they also didn't tell me they were sending an army. You guys sent an army to come in there, prepare the floor, get the floor done, and we couldn't be happier. Couldn't be happier. And I just would highly recommend it to folks. And now you've expanded across the state of Michigan. You're not just in this area, but even beyond the sound of my voice, in other parts of Michigan, and even in Southwest Florida.
Correct. Yes, we started operations out in Tampa, Florida, about a year ago. We're having the same success down there as we are up here.
Are you, with all this growth, are you hiring?
We're always hiring.
Yes, we're actively looking for installers, salesmen, marketing positions, office admin positions, available at all of our locations across the state of Michigan and in Florida.
As a veteran-owned business and with a military background, I don't doubt that your standards are probably pretty high when it comes to hiring.
Extremely high standards on our floors.
The quality control comes directly, you know, we could do our job at the office, the sales guys, they can have professional, but if we don't handle the install properly, the thing that the customer sees the most of, then we're making a mistake and we wouldn't be where we are. And our guys take great pride in their work. They go through extensive training and they're very professional. You're getting a clean cut individual that can speak to you properly, convey to you exactly what's going on throughout the day and turn out a great product.
But it is okay to have facial hair, right?
Of course. We all have beards on this table.
The three of us sitting at this table have facial hair.
But it's actually a criteria.
You have to have a beard. And women, I'm sorry, but that's the case. So if you want to grow a beard. But be that as it may, as you get busier, and I know you're busier and busier and busier, are you still saying you can do it in a day and a half?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even, you know, we're just getting more efficient, better products are getting better, guys are getting better, so the turnout time is becoming quicker and quicker to where we're able to do larger spaces much more efficiently than we were in the past.
Really?
Yeah.
And I've seen some of those larger spaces, and I've seen the smaller spaces because our basement is a smaller space. There's a lot of it, but it's spread out with little rooms because it's an old house. But in those big commercial applications like Mike Fallahy's, Marygrove Awnings, just big, big areas, it just adds, well, it adds to the value, but it also affects your employees and your customers in a very positive way. Makes it safer, slip resistant.
A million times safer, yeah. We follow the specs of these big corporate companies, and they need their warehouses looking tip-top and sharp, and they want it done quick. So for us to get 50 to 75,000 square feet in industrial space done in a week, that's not unheard of.
Commercial, industrial, my experience, obviously residential, that might be what you're looking for as well, but I highly recommend for the commercial and industrial as well. It adds value. It adds safety. You can choose from a whole bunch of different colors, and you're going to love your floor. It may sound funny to love your floor because right now you're just looking at an old, dirty concrete floor. I'm telling you, you are going to love that old, dirty concrete floor because it's not going to be an old, dirty concrete floor anymore. It's going to be a floor that's got the best coating ever on it from Motor City Floors and Coatings, the number one coating system. Absolutely number one. I say in Michigan, I'm going to now say in America, because of the way you guys are growing and people discover you and hire you. So with that, Rob Lowry, Max Farr, thanks for having me here. Thanks for putting on this special edition of the Paul W. Smith Show at M1 Concourse. I want to thank you for listening to this special edition of the show, sponsored by Motor City Floors and Coatings. And you reach them at 248-613-5888. That's 248-613-5888. Of course, you get them online as well and see what they do. And that will be, you'll really enjoy that at MotorCityFloorsAndCoatings.com. Motor City Floors and Coatings. That's it for today. And we do hope you'll wake up with us Monday through Friday mornings from 6 till 9. You go on out, make it a great rest of the weekend. Regards, Paul W. Smith.